Okay, hopefully we'll finish Hilchos Chametz Matzah today. We're in Perek Zayin, and we're reviewing the various mitzvos and components of the Seder. So in Halacha Tes, the Rambam continues with the Arba Kosos. Arba Kosos Ha'ilu Tzarech Limzog Osan Kidei Shetia Shesia Ariva Hakol Lufi Ayayin Lufi Das Ashosa. So they used to make, wine was much thicker. So what the Rambam explains is that you're supposed to dilute the wine with water. Again, we don't do this today because our wine is diluted, but back then they would dilute the wine with water to the point where basically it tastes good. But you always have to have at least a revius of pure wine in each cup. Shasa arba kosos elu miyayin she'enu mazuk. Right. Let's say a person did not drink diluted wine. Yatsa yidei arba kosos vel yatsa deicherus. So you fulfilled your obligation of four cups, but you did not fulfill your obligation of freedom, which the Gemara takes up. Shasa arba kosos mezugin bevasachas. Let's say I drank four cups in a row. Yatsa de cheros, so I fulfilled my chiyuv of freedom. Lo yatsa de arbakosos, but I did not fulfill my chiyuv of arbakosos. Vim shasa mikol kos mehen rubo yatsa. As long as I drink rove of the kos, then I'm yotze. Which that again is important to note because normally by let's say kiddush, mala lugmav is sufficient. But the Rambam brings down, which many rishonim learn, like you have to drink rove of the kos to fulfill your chiyuv. Okay, lacha yud. Kol kos v'kos marba kosos ha'elu mevarach alav bracha from the atzma. So as we know, each bracha demands its, excuse me, each kos demands its own bracha. V'kos rishon omer alav kiddush hayom. So the first kos we make kiddush. Kosheni kor alav es haggadah. That's the famous lashon. The second kos we recite the verbal part of the haggadah on it. Kos shlishi mevarach alav berkos amazon. The third kos we bench. Kos revi gomer alav es ha'halel mevarach alav berkos hashir. So the fourth cup, we finish halal, we say recite the complete halal, and we make berachas hashir on that. Uvena kosos ha'elu im ratzo lishto shosa. However, bein shlishi l'rvi eino shosa. So between the various kosos, you're allowed to drink, but between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. So that's why in our house, we always serve coffee after the first kos. Halach yid aleph, charoses. Hacharoses mitzvah medivrei sofrim. So as we know, charoses, actually it's a machlokes, but the Rambam paskins, charoses is a mitzvah derabanan, zecher latit, shayu ovden bo b'mitzrayim. So it's to remember the clay that they used, or the mortar that they used when they were building in Egypt. The keitzad osanosa, and now this is an important point because the Gemara never describes how charoses is made. The Rambam is going to tell you his recipe. Lochin tamarim or grogros otzmukin, so you take dates or figs or raisins, uchiyotzebehen, right? Vidorsin osam, and you crush them up. Vinosin lesochan chomet. That's the key difference. You put vinegar inside. Umetavlin osam betavlin, and you spice it up. Kemotitz beteven, just like a mortar in straw. Umevian osal shulchan belele pesach, and you bring it to the table on Pesach itself. So the Rambam's charoses was pretty tangy, to say the least. Halach yud beis, achilas maror, all right, eino mitzvah min atzara fnei atzma, ela tluya hi b'achilas pesach. So the mitzvah of eating maror is tied to the eating of the korban pesach, whereas matzah is discrete, maror is tied to that. She mitzvah says, say, achas lechol basar pesach al matzah maror, because it's one mitzvah deraisa to eat the korban pesach with matzah maror, umedivrei sofrim, lechol hamor levado belelze afila ein sham korban pesach. And the Rabbanon come along to ensure that Maror is still part of the Seder. They created a separate mitzvah, the Rabbanon, to consume Maror separately from the Korban Pesach on Leil Seder. Okay, Halacha Yud Gimel. Okay, the famous academic question. Mirorim ha'amorim b'Torah, hein. So what is Maror? Okay, because the Gemara does list the various species of Maror, which rounds about the list. Sachazeres, v'ulshin, v'atimcha, v'acharvina, v'amor. Okay, and I know it's always bad when the category or the klal and the specific and the prat are the same. So maror in general as a category refers to bitter vegetable. And then when it comes to the last maror, it's up to debate what that's referring to. But basically, one of these for sure is lettuce, the other one's endives. There are all sorts of questions what the other things are. Kol echad mechameshes mine yerek elu nikra maror. So any one of these five is considered to be maror. Vim achol echa mehen o mechameshes. Excuse me, mechameshasan kizayis. So as long as I have a kazayis either from one or all five, yatsa v'hushi alachin, but it has to be moist. V'yotze mekelach shel hanafilu yavesh, and you can always use the stem of each one, even though it's dry. V'mshlakon or kavshon or bishlon ein yotze behen, but that's the key. You can never boil or pickle or cook the maror, because obviously that's going to affect the taste, and the essence of maror is really the taste, and not so much the the essence of maror is really the taste. Okay, Parakas, now the Rambam goes through the Seder itself, not the text, but basically how it should go. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Seder asiyas mitzvos elu b'chamish asar kachu. So this is the order of how to fulfill the mitzvos on Leil Seder. B'tchila mozgin kos l'kol echa v'echad. So first, each person gets their own kos yayin. U'mevarach bor pri gafen. V'omer lav kiddush hayom v'zman v'shoseh. So what do? You make the Baal Seder makes a bari pri gafen on a kos yayin, and then says on it kiddush and shechianu, and then drinks. V'akar kach mevarach al tas yadayim v'notel yadav. Afterwards, makes an al tas yadayim and washes his hands. Note the 2 points here. Number one, you make a bracha on Urchatz, because as we know, Rambam held there's an issue of tahara there, because you're eating a wet vegetable, as you'll see in a second. And you make the bracha before. Umevien shulchan arach v'alav mar v'yerek acher. So you bring to the little table, right? You bring what people today call a seder plate, but basically you bring over something that has on it mar and another vegetable. Umatza v'charoses. The gufo shel keves haPesach uBasar chigil shel maBasar. So on this plate, on this little table, you'd have maror, another vegetable, matzah, charoses, the korban Pesach, and the korban chagiga. Uvizman hazeh mivin al shulchan shnei minei basar. But today we bring two types of meat. Notice no mention of an egg. Echad zecher lePesach veEchad zecher lChagiga. So one piece of meat is for the korban Pesach, and then one's to remember the korban chagiga. Okay, halacha beis. Now after you've done washing and you brought the shulchan out, maschil mevarach bor pri adama, you make a bor pri adama, v'lokeach yerek, you take a vegetable, u'metabel oso b'charoses. That's another one that Ashkenazim gets shocked by. The Rambam held that everything gets dipped into charoses, so you take your, you do not have any salt water, you take your karpas, also notice he doesn't even use the word karpas, but you take this vegetable and you dip it into charoses. The ochel kizayis hu v'kol ha'masubin imo kol echav echad ein ochel pachas mikizayis. So now we see the other people in the seder getting involved. Each person eats a kizayis. That's another shita the Rambam holds. Like a lot of shitas today say only you can eat less than a kizayis. He says no, and everyone who's at the table eats as well a kizayis. V'akar kach okrin ha'shulchan milifnei korei ha'gadol avado. And then the table that's in front of the person who's going to read the haggadah, it's taken away from him. Again, one person to read it. Umozgin hakos hasheni v'kana ben shoah. Then we pour the second kos, and then the child asks, v'omer akora man nishana la'azam mikol ilos. And now, notice, the son asks a question, and then the korah of the Haggadah says, man nishana la'azam mikol ilos, shebichol ilos inanu matulin afilu pamachas, ala'azeh shtei pa'amim, shebichol ilos, meaning the, what do you call it, the Baal Haggadah is the one who explains everything. Of course, you notice there's some gears of differences in how the Rambam had it, but the key point is that unlike what the common practice is today, the Baal Haggadah is the one responsible for saying the Manishtana. That's also important. On this night, we eat the roasted meat, which we don't have. On other nights, we can eat meat cooked in any way. Of course, now the Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, "Bizman hazeh eino omer v'halayla hazeh kulot sli she'ein lanu korban." Fine. Then he says, "Umaskel b'gnos v'korei ad shegomer drush parshas army ovid avi kula." So now, basically, in Halacha Gimel, the bulk of the Haggadah he has in these few words. You start off with the gnos, with the bad stuff, and you end up with the good stuff, which is the completion of being dorish a parshas arami ovid avi, and that's it. Right after that, you go into the next section. Halacha dalin umachzir shulchan lefanav. You bring the shulchan back. Okay, so now you finished through arami ovid avi. You finished all the drushos. You bring it back and you say the three things. Vilmer pesach zeshan ochlin al shem shepasach hamakom abate avosin bevitzrayim shnemar v'martin zevach pesach kol hashem umagbia hamara. You pick up the mara biyado v'omer And finally, you makbiyah matzah biyado. Then you pick up the matzah in your hand. Omer matzah zushan ochlim al shem shelo hispik b'tekom shavasin lahachmitz ad shenigla liam melch ma'achem lachem kodesh baruch hu v'golam etc. etc. Uvizman hazeh omer pesach shahayu avosenu ochlin. We don't say sha'anu. We say shahayu avosenu ochlin. Vizman shebeis hamikdash kayam al shem shepasach kodesh baruch hu al batei avosenu. Okay, halacha hey. And then after that, what do you say? If omer Lefikach anachnu chayvim dos l'shabeach l'foer. We all know this. And then you start off the nemar afanav haluka, and then you start halal haluka halu avdei Hashem ad chalamishemano mayim. So you've done the first two prakim of halal. The chosem bracha tashem chamchalam asher ga'anav glaus avasenim mitzrayim. You make this ending bracha of geula. Okay, da. We don't have to read the whole thing. V'lo chashir chalash agalasenu v'abnu dashenu bracha tashem ga Yisrael. So now we finish the second kos. Halacha vav, after you finish your second kos, you make the bracha of al nitla sedayim, not yad shnia. So you do another, again, in the Rambam's way of learning, there's really no difference between the first netila and the second netila, because you're chayav to do each one. So you make another netila sedayim, you wash your hands. Why do you have to wash your hands a second time? So what we say is that there was an interruption. You're not able to be focused solely on the everything that has to do with the Tilas Adayim. Because there's Hesech Adas, that's why you have to wash again. V'lokeach shnei rikikin. So now you take these two matzahs, okay? Cholok echa mehen. So that's another thing. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz. Yachatz isn't in the Gemara. What the Rambam is saying is that now you have to create, you have to do your yachatz now. Also notice the Rambam never mentioned anything about hiding matzahs for afikomim. You break the matzah at this point. Umeniach paros l'toch shalem. You take the broken piece and put it within the, or underneath, let's say, the whole piece. If you're using Rambam matzah, you can fold it. Umevarach ha-motzi lechem minaretz. And you make the bracha of a motzi. Umevnema eino varach ha-shtei ki karos kishar yam tovim. How come we don't use two whole loaves like yantav? Mishum shenemar lechem oni. So that's why one of the pieces has to be broken. Afterwards, so afterwards you fold over the matzah and mar, echad, umitabo becharoses, and you dip it into charoses, umivarach, brochat Hashem alam, shekit shamasvano, aliklas, matzos, umarim beochlan. Okay? Then you make a bracha on eating them together. Vim achol matzah b'fnei atzma, umar b'fnei atzma, mevarachal zeh b'fnei atzma, zeh b'fnei atzma. But if you eat each one individually, you make a separate bracha on each one. Okay, and then finally, don't worry, I know this doesn't sound like what we do today. Halacha zayin, v'akakach mevarach, brachat shem v'cholam, asher gesham v'zantzono ala chilas ha-zevach. So you make the bracha on the korban, v'ochol mibisar chagigas arba asar tchila. And then, mevarach, brachat shem v'cholam, asher gesham v'zantzono ala chilas ha-pesach, v'ochol migufo shel pesach. So you have to make a bracha on each one. One bracha does not, exclude a bracha, requiring a bracha for the other one. Of course, today, halacha ches, bizman hazeh, she'ein sham korban acher. She'ein sham korban. Achar she'mevarach ha-motzi lechem. Chozu mevarach al-chilas matzah. So that's what we do today. We have no korban. We make ha-motzi, and then we make al-chilas matzah. And we dip the matzah into charoses. Notice again, very unique to the Rambam, the Ravid calls that hevel. But you dip the matzah into charoses, you eat it. Then you make an achilas maro and dip the maro in charoses and eat that. So when it comes to the maro, don't put too much charoses on it and don't let it sit in there too long. The chozer v'korech. Now you go back and fold over matzah umarer umetabel v'charoses v'ochlan below bracha zeich lemikdash. The Rambam doesn't have the at this point the question of you have to make that recitation when you do korech. Okay, halacha tes. Now that we're done with korech, v'akachach nimshach b'seuda. Now you go into the meal. Now the Rambam says here is very famous. He says v'ochol kol mashu rotze lechol v'shosa kol mashu rotze lishdos. So according to the Rambam, there's a certain kiyum in Cheres that a person doesn't, so to speak, diet on their Seder. They eat whatever they want. Uvachrona, at the end of it, Ochel Mibisar Pesach, if you look at Zayas. So at the end of the meal, you'd have a kezias, at least a kezias of korban pesach, veino tom acharav klal, and you would not eat anything afterwards. But v'zman hazeh, ochel kezias matzah, where the matzah replaces, so to speak, the korban pesach, veino tom acharav klum. We don't eat anything after the matzah. Kedeshiye hefsek sudaso, v'tam bisar pesach o matzah befiv shachiloson hiya mitzvah. It's a little bit cryptic, but basically the Rambam says is that the end of your meal, the taste of either Pesach or Matzah should be in your mouth, because the eating of it or them is the mitzvah. Okay, so that's supposed to be stay in your mouth for after the meal. Halacha yud v'akar kach. Now that we're done with the meal, notel yadav, you do mayim achronim, mevarach berachas amazon al kosh lishi v'shoso. So you bench on the third kos and you drink it. V'akar kach, after that, Mosek kos revi v'gomer lav es halal. So after that, you pour the fourth cup and you do halal. The omer lav birchas hashir, and then you say what's called, what he calls birchas hashir. What's birchas hashir? V'hi yahalucha Hashem kol ma'asecha. So that's the end of halal. Okay. Then umuvarach bar pir gafen. You make another bar pir gafen. Ve'ino tom achakach klum kol leila chutz min amayim. You can't drink anything or eat anything except for water the entire night. The yeshlo, and you can, okay, it's allowed, limzo kos chamishi, this is a famous idea, that you're allowed to have a fifth cup, the lomar olav halal hagadol, and you would say on the fifth cup, what we call halal hagadol, and what's halal hagadol, v'hu, mehodu l'ashem kitov ad al neros bavel. So a halal hagadol is, hodu l'ashem kitov kimvasto, yom nar yisrael kimvasto, it's what we say on, for those who say it's in Shabbos, Pesukah de Zimra, it's said it every week. That's called halal gadol. The kozeh eino chova k'mar bar kosos, and this kos is not required like the arba kosos. The yeshal ligmar is the halal b'chol makom shiyotzeh api sheino makom suda. That also comes in the Gemara. A person can complete halal anywhere. He doesn't have to stay where he had his korban pesach. He can go somewhere else. What we do today is we combine halal gadol and regular halal into the what do you call it? the fourth kos. That is, it's a common practice. Halach yud aleph. Makom shenagu lechol tzli b'leile psachim ochlim. Makom shenagu shelo lechol ein ochlim. Gzemer shem yomru basar pesachu. So if I live in a makom where it's normal to eat roasted meat on Leil Pesach, I can do so. But in a makom where the minog is not to eat roasted meat other than Korban Pesach, I shouldn't do that, because they'll say you're eating the basar pesach. V'chol makom asher lechol set soli kulo ke'echa b'leil zeh. But I can't have, like, for instance, I can't roast an entire sheep and eat it on Pesach, on Leil Pesach. Meishanirek ochal kachem b'chutz. That's gone too far, because then it's like I'm trying to recreate having a korban. Vimhaya mechusach o shechasemeno aver o shalak bo aver v'hu mechubar or eizem mutar b'makom shenagu. However, if there's some shinoi, like, for example, let's say let's say it's missing a limb and it couldn't be used as a korban, then it's mutter to go ahead and roast that entire thing. Halach yud beis, mi she'en lo yayin b'leil Pesach. Let's say you're in a situation where you can't get your hands on any wine on Pesach. Mekadesh ala pas. Kederek she'osta b'shabes. So you make kiddush on your matzah. V'osa kol dvarim ala seder zeh. And then you make, again, you would do all the necessary requirements on the matzah. Mi she'en lo yerek ala marer b'vad. Let's say all I have as a vegetable is marer. B'tchila mevarech ala marer shtei brachos. In the beginning, I make a bracha on the marer. I make two brachos on the marer. Bar pri adama, which I'd use for karpas, the alachilas marar v'ochel, and what do you call it? And then I make an alachilas marar later on the seder and eat it. Ugusha gomer haggadah mevarach ala matzah v'ochla v'chozer v'ochel min amarar below bracha. And when I finish the haggadah, what do you call it? I make the bracha on the matzah, and then I go back again and eat from the marar without a bracha. So that's a situation where I didn't have any, I only had marar as my vegetable. Halach yod gimel, Mishain lo matzah mishumeres. Let's say I didn't have matzah shmura, ela kezias. So all I have is one kezias of shmura matzah. Kisha gomer sudasa mi matzah she'ena mishumeres. Mevarach alachilas matzah, v'ochlo so kezias, veino toim acharav klum. So what you do is that you make, you make the bracha on the matzah shmura, you're koveir suda on, let's say, matzah that's not shmura. But the last matzah you eat, that matzah is supposed to be shmura. So if you have a choice, it should be the last matzah that you eat of the meal. And finally, in halacha yadalad, mish yasham besoch hasuda. Let's say you fall asleep during the meal, the hekits, and you wake up, eno chozer v'ochel. You don't go back and begin to eat. B'nei Chaburash Yashnu Miksasam Toch Hasuda Chozer Oakland. Let's say some people are part of a group that has one Korban Pesach. If some of them fell asleep during the meal, they can continue to go back to eat. However, Nirdemu Kulan V'na'aru Lo Yochelu. But if they all fall asleep and then they all wake up, then they shouldn't eat. Nisnamnu Kulan Yochlu. If they were just merely like dozing or napping, then they can go back to eat again. That finishes off Hilchos Chametz U.